Welcome back to Boundaries That Stick, 5 reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. This is lesson 6, conquering the guilt trap. So we have talked about several other traps now, and today we're going to look at the guilt trap. This trap involves your fear of setting boundaries because it might hurt or harm somebody else. So let's revisit Jennifer again, our busy mom who's learning to set some boundaries and get out of these traps. She often finds herself feeling overwhelmed by the demands of caring for her aging parents. Her parents will often ask for assistance with things like medical appointments, grocery shopping, household chores. Now, keep in mind, Jennifer's not the only person available. She has 2 siblings that could be helping out with this. And while they may have somewhat less availability or lesser means, they could still handle a lot of these tasks adequately. However, Jennifer feels guilty about leaving these responsibilities to them because she's afraid her parents might not get the level of care and concern that she wants them to have. So this guilt compels Jennifer to take on more than she can handle, even when it means neglecting her own needs and her own responsibilities. Now, as Jennifer reflects on this pattern, she realizes that her parents have often placed her in this caretaking role, going back to childhood, unintentionally using guilt to ensure that she meets their needs or the needs of others in the family. This long-standing expectation has made it even harder for Jennifer to set boundaries without feeling like she's letting somebody down. And the constant pressure to be that caregiver has led to significant strain for Jennifer. She struggles to balance her job, her family, and the increasing needs of her parents as they get older. So now she's dealing with chronic stress, exhaustion, and other health and emotional issues. Jennifer's constant self-sacrifice causes her to feel resentful towards her siblings, who seem less burdened by their family obligations. The overwhelming sense of duty and the inability to assert her boundaries results in Jennifer's health and well-being deteriorating, leaving her feeling trapped in a cycle of guilt and obligation. Now, let's dig a little bit more into what the guilt trap is. The guilt trap occurs when you feel guilty about setting boundaries because you fear it might disappoint or hurt someone else. This fear often leads to self-sacrifice, neglect of your own needs, and then ultimately resentment and burnout. And this can be really challenging when you've been conditioned from a young age to prioritize other people's needs over your own, often feeling responsible for someone else's well-being. And maybe you were taught that it was selfish to focus on yourself. It's important to understand that healthy boundaries not only protect your well-being, but they also do enhance your relationships. When we can communicate our boundaries with empathy while staying firm, it allows you to maintain your integrity and prevents feelings of resentment. Empathy without boundaries is what leads to the guilt that you feel. So that guilt is almost like a twisted form of empathy. Remember, just because someone feels discomfort with your boundary does not mean that you've harmed them. The authors Henry Cloud and John Townsend talk about that difference between hurt and harm in their book about boundaries. And they use the example of a dentist. When you go to the dentist, it might hurt, but odds are the dentist is not harming you. And in the end, something good will come of it. While setting a boundary might cause temporary discomfort to somebody else, it can prevent long-term damage to your well-being and your relationships. Also, we often carry guilt as a carried emotion, particularly if we've been conditioned by those who've used our guilt to their advantage. And that manipulation, whether it's intentional or not, can make it difficult for us to set boundaries without feeling selfish or irresponsible. Recognizing this pattern helps us understand that our guilt is not a true reflection of our behavior or our responsibilities, but rather a tool others may have used to manipulate or control us for their own benefit. By understanding and addressing these dynamics, you can set and maintain healthy boundaries that respect both your needs and the needs of other people. So here's a key insight that I want you to remember. Your guilt is not always a true reflection of your responsibility. It's important that you realize that feeling guilty about setting boundaries often stems from those deep-seated patterns and external influences that we talked about, not from the actual necessity or fairness of the boundary itself. Just because you feel guilt does not mean you are doing something wrong. This guilt is often a carried emotion from past experiences where your needs were downplayed and you were made to feel responsible for someone else's well-being. When you set boundaries, you protect yourself from burnout and resentment, and it enables you to be more present and supportive in your relationships in a way that helps create a healthier dynamic in that relationship. So how do we fix the guilt trap? How do we get out of it? Well, quite simply, you need to reframe your guilt and prioritize your self-care. It is essential that you reframe your guilt and focus on caring for yourself. Start by acknowledging that your feelings of guilt may stem from those long-standing patterns that we talked about, and recognize that setting boundaries is an act of self-respect and self-care, and it's crucial for your well-being and your ability to be able to take care of yourself and others effectively. Instead of seeking to avoid the guilt, focus on affirming your right to set boundaries that protect your health and well-being. For example, if a friend asks to borrow some money, and you know that it might place an unnecessary strain on your finances, you can kindly but firmly decline the request. You can say to that person, "Look, I get it. I know this is disappointing, but I'm not in a position right now to lend you the money." And you don't have to explain it. Remember, go back to the justification trap. You don't have to explain it. You simply set the boundary, but you can still do that with empathy and let that person know that you understand their pain. But just because you understand their pain, and even if you did have the means to help them, that does not obligate you to be the one to take care of it. Someone else's need does not obligate you to be the one to take care of it. So, when you consistently practice this approach, you're going to begin to shift your mindset. Reframing the guilt, prioritizing self-care, and maintaining those healthy, respectful boundaries. So here's what I want you to do. 3 steps here. Number one, I want you to acknowledge your feelings. Recognize and accept those feelings of guilt that may come up, and understand that guilt may be a result of that past conditioning. I also want you to recognize and acknowledge the frustration, the anger, the resentment. Those feelings are often an indication that a boundary violation is taking place, someone else is crossing a line, or a boundary failure on your part where you have not held that line. Anger, frustration, irritation, and especially resentment are often indicators that you've got a boundary you need to shore up. So acknowledge your feelings because they can point you in that right direction. Second of all, I want you to communicate with empathy. It is okay for you to express your boundaries in a way that is considerate of the impact on the other person. They will feel disappointed. You can feel empathy for that. I'm not telling you to be heartless and cold about this. In fact, when someone is setting a boundary and there doesn't seem to be that kind of consideration, that's almost more of a wall than it is a boundary. And I'm not saying that's never necessary, but in most of our relationships, it's okay to feel that empathy for the other person. You don't have to be cold about this. So express your boundaries kindly, empathetically, but assertively and firmly. Use those I statements that we talked about before that focus on why you're setting the boundary, because it's for you. Your boundary is for you. Number 3, reframe that perspective. Remind yourself that setting boundaries is an act of self-care and respect for both you and the other person. This will help reduce your feelings of guilt and reinforce the importance of your own needs and train the other person how to navigate those boundaries with you in a healthier way. So let's come back to the story of Jennifer and what she does to break out of the guilt trap. She acknowledges that while it's important to care for her parents, it's equally important to care for herself. And so she sets a clear boundary that she will share these responsibilities with her siblings, trusting that they can adequately meet her parents' needs. And she lets her parents know by letting them know, look, I want to ensure that you're taken care of, but I can't do it by myself. And we need to share these responsibilities so that I can take care of myself too. Now, let's say that her parents would express some disappointment with that. You know, maybe they say something like, well, your brother doesn't do this as good as you do. Your brother isn't always as reliable as you are. Then here's what Jennifer needs to say to her parents. Then you need to talk to him about that and stop coming to me asking me to fix it. This is where my boundary is. Now, initially, Jennifer probably will feel some guilt about doing this, worried that her parents will be disappointed, that her siblings will struggle. But she reminds herself about that difference between a temporary discomfort and then long-term harm. No one is being harmed by her boundary. Although there will be some discomfort, it will eventually result in a healthier dynamic. By setting this boundary, she's protecting her own health and preventing potential burnout. And over time, her siblings will figure it out. They'll step up, they'll take on more responsibility, and if they don't do it well, her parents can deal with that. So, Jennifer eventually begins to feel a sense of relief and balance as she finds more time to focus on her needs and her responsibilities. And the conversations with her parents are no longer laden with this guilt that she feels or the resentment. By prioritizing her own well-being and setting those clear boundaries, Jennifer maintains a healthier relationship with everybody, feeling more empowered and less burdened by guilt. So, here are your takeaways from this lesson. Number one, recognize that guilt trap. The guilt trap occurs when you feel guilty about setting boundaries because you fear that it might disappoint or hurt someone else. And you can also recognize it by noticing the resentments and the frustration that often indicate a boundary violation or a boundary failure. Number two, second takeaway, understand the source of your guilt, that it could be a carried emotion that someone else has placed on you, whether intentionally or not, in order for them to be able to essentially benefit at your expense. Recognizing this can help you understand that your guilt is not always a true reflection of your obligations and responsibilities. Number three, reframe and prioritize self-care. Set those boundaries, focus on yourself, prioritize your needs as well. We've already said a whole lot about how your needs matter. Stop minimizing them. And then number four, differentiate hurt from harm. Recognize what is a temporary discomfort or long-term harm in the relationship when you set your boundaries. Think about the example of the dentist. It might hurt, but the dentist isn't harming you. So, grab your journal, grab your notebook, and answer these questions. First off, let's start recognizing those past patterns. I want you to think of a time when you felt guilty about setting a boundary. And how did that past conditioning contribute to that guilt? How did it affect your well-being and your relationships? Number two, identify your current needs. I want you to identify a current situation where you need to set a boundary but feel guilty about doing so. And I want you to write about how you're going to reframe that guilt and prioritize your self-care. Number three, practice clear communication. Write a script for how you can communicate that boundary that you wrote about in number two, clearly and empathetically, without feeling the need to justify yourself. How can you ensure that your message respects both your needs and those of the other person? So, those are the things that I want you to write about. Reflect on those questions, gain some of that insight from your thoughts there as you begin to learn to prioritize your well-being as you practice setting healthy, effective boundaries. And that's the guilt trap. So I want you to be able to focus on your well-being and have healthier relationships, and getting out of the guilt trap will help you do that. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about the avoidance trap. So when you're done writing, hop on over to the next lesson, and I will see you there.